lazy to register an account podcast. My name is Soham Webb. Episode number 1293 is here. Our topic today is the future of AI. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. A recent paper, Artificial Intelligence and the Future of Work, by an MIT research group examines the evolution of artificial intelligence and its relationship to the world of work. Instead of fostering human labor obsolescence, the paper predicts that artificial intelligence will continue to drive massive innovation, drive many existing industries and have the potential to create many new growth sectors that will create more jobs. Based on these and many other factors, MIT's CCI paper argues that we are far from reaching the point where AI can replace human labor with comparable human intelligence. Toby Walsh, professor of artificial intelligence at the School of Computer Science and Engineering of UNSW Sydney, sees hope in the latest example and says that there are ways in which AI could make humans more useful and more valuable. Of the 79% of executives who said that artificial intelligence will make their work easier and efficient, 36% see their primary goal as freeing workers to focus on more creative tasks. For example, there are still many jobs for doctors, and although they will have AI assistants, people still prefer to have people tell them bad news because they can tell us about it with empathy. In fact, humans are still baristas, flirting with humans and gossiping with humans, says Toby Walsh, professor of artificial intelligence at the School of Computer Science and Engineering of UNSW Sydney. One of the main reasons why companies are reluctant to use artificial intelligence technologies is that they fear that it will render many jobs irrelevant or obsolete. As AI systems begin to take on more tasks that once fell within human jurisdiction, will AI systems create more jobs than they destroy? While it is not unfounded to raise concerns about robotics taking on the role of humans, there are certain jobs that can only be completed by advanced AI because they require analysis of massive datasets. One view of this related question is to project a winner-takes-all scenario, dominated by a few actors who provide the tools to build smart robots that crowd out labor. Like many technological developments in history, advances in artificial intelligence have fueled fears that human labor will become obsolete. As technology advances, many tasks that were once performed by human hands are automated. A fundamental measurable difference from the past is that machine learning has helped us take a big step forward in solving perception. The human brain has billions of neurons that are connected in fascinating and complex ways, but state-of-the-art technology allows simple connections to follow simple patterns. Big data is the difference, and a powerful tool in this area is supervised learning, in which machine learning is represented as input-output pairs. Some experts believe that the real threat posed by artificial intelligence comes not from malice, but from machines fed false incentives by nefarious humans. In other words, if these machines invaded, it would be against them, not because they thought it was a good idea. This means AI, ML and machine learning could be used to concentrate wealth and power, leaving many people behind and creating terrible weapons. Building robots is impossible, but smart, super-rich AI can be paid to manipulate many people to do their jobs. This could give us difficulties, such as misguided superhuman intelligence needed for robotic bodies, internet connections needed to outwit financial markets, invent human researchers, manipulate human leaders, and develop weapons that we do not yet understand. Scientists who developed the first computers in the 1950s speculated about the possibility of machines with a larger human capacity. In the 60s, 70s and 80s, it seemed for a while that such speculation would continue. But that enthusiasm has not translated into viable products, let alone super smart ones. Artificial intelligence is the main driver of emerging technologies such as big data, robotics and the IoT and will continue to be a technological innovator for the foreseeable future. The future of artificial intelligence and how it will influence the future of industry and humans. Here, 979 technology pioneers, innovators, developers, business and political leaders, researchers and activists answer questions from an expert survey conducted in summer 2018. They predict that networked artificial intelligence will increase human effectiveness and threaten human autonomy, agency, and
capabilities. Artificial intelligence is a constellation of many different technologies that work together to allow machines to sense, understand, act and learn at a human level of intelligence. Technologies such as machine learning and natural language processing are all part of the AI landscape. Researchers are no longer talking about a single artificial intelligence, but hundreds who specialize in complex tasks, with many applications spilling over to the people who make them. In recent years, machine learning seems to have embarked on a new path. Algorithms have freed human programmers to train them on huge datasets, producing results that have shocked even the most optimistic experts. But overshadowed by the immense benefits of these technological advances, the dark effects of AI algorithms creep into various aspects of our lives, creating divisions between marginalized groups of people, taking our attention, and widening the gap between rich and poor. As we have seen and discussed, there are many negative aspects of AI, and not enough is being done to address them. The way forward is to find people around the world who can come to a common understanding and understanding. Join forces to promote innovation and accept an approach aimed at addressing the evil problem of keeping control of complex human and digital networks. Develop strategies to ensure that AI is focused on the common good and humanity and adopt a moonshine mentality. Build inclusive, decentralized, smart digital networks that are embroidered with empathy to help people and ensure that technology meets social and ethical responsibilities. When artificial general intelligence and self-taught systems come along that are superior to humans in a variety of disciplines, they will start taking jobs from people in millions of jobs, from drivers to radiologists to insurance adjusters. Episode 1293 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Soham Webb. Adios.